008, The Astonishing Glories of Sri Advaita Prabhu. Title of this story, Leela, Sacred Waters and the Prince. Once the mother of Advaitacharya, named Labha Devi, had an amazing dream in which she saw her son Advaita as the origin of Sadashiva, the transcendental Bhagavat Vishnu Tattva form of Shiva. Seeing this amazing form in her dream, the chaste lady Labha Devi offered obeisances and praised Sadashiva. In her dream, she heard Sadashiva saying, "Why are you praising me?" And Labha Devi replied, "You are the universal guru, Sadashiva, who is eternally present in each living entity as the Paramatma. You are the original Mahavishnu, the father of the universe, and your reddish lotus feet contain all the holy places. Oh, Bhagavan, please grant me the water of your feet." Sadashiva, in the dream, replied, "Oh, Labhadevi, do not speak to me like this again. If you want me to, I will bring all the sacred waters right here, and then you can bathe in all the sacred rivers without going anywhere, and then drink their waters." In the morning, when she woke up, Labhadevi, the mother of Advaita, told Advaita about her dream. Hearing this, Advaita Prabhu replied, "O mother, O mata, you dreamed that Sadashiva brought all the holy and sacred rivers to this place so you can bathe. Well, I take a vow today in front of you that I will bring all those holy rivers right here." That night, Advaita Prabhu started meditating, and by his meditation, he attracted all the holy rivers to that place. And when they came, Advaita Prabhu said, "Oh, listen, oh, holy rivers, go to the top of that mountain near our village and stay there as waterfalls." Then when the next morning came, Advaita Chandra told his mother, "Your dream of the holy rivers coming has been fulfilled. All of the holy rivers of Bharat have arrived on top of that mountain just near our village." Then Advaita and his mother went to that mountain, and Advaita said, "Look, Mata, Dekho, Mata. Water is continually trickling down. See, there's the Yamuna, and there's the Ganga, and all the other sacred rivers and waters are here." Upon seeing this amazing sight, Labha offered her obeisances and immediately took a sacred Tirtha Snan there. This is the story of the sacred waters, now the prince. Advaita Prabhu's name as a young child was Kamalaksha, because he had eyes like lotus flowers. In his youth, he used to play with a prince, the son of the local king. Whenever Kamalaksha, Advaita Prabhu, heard the name of Krishna or Hari, "Krishna Hari, Hari Krishna, Krishna Hari, Hari Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Hari." Whenever Kamalaksha heard the sacred transcendental name of Krishna or Hari, Kamalaksha Advaita Prabhu would begin dancing in bliss. However, when his friend, the little prince, saw Kamalaksha dancing in ecstasy, he started laughing at him. "Ha ha, what are you doing? What is this?" He was laughing and ridiculing him. When he was being criticized by this prince, Kamalaksha started roaring and yelling in great anger so loudly that offensive prince, his friend, fell to the ground. Then Kamalakshadweta revived that fainted prince by giving him Shalagram Charanamrita. The father of that prince, King Dibya Singha, understood that Advaita Prabhu Kamalaksha was not an ordinary child, but in fact an avatar of Bhagavan. Thus concludes the story of the sacred waters and the prince. Sri Advaita Prabhu Ki Jai. The astonishing glories of Sri Advaita Prabhu Ki Jai.